This is about the only time that I actually use my home printer. In fact, it rather showed that I hadn't used it for so long that I had no idea what it was earlier on. I seem to have spent about 2 hours now, 2.5 hours, trying to print just a few documents that I need when away. And it is just driving me utterly crazy. You can probably tell my tone of voice. I am having to try to be calm for recording this boo because I am being driven mad by this printer. Firstly, nothing would print at all. Then it would print, but it was missing bits and smudged bits. And I went through the whole cleaning process and that still didn't do anything. And then I went and bought new ink cartridges for £45 and installed them. And it promptly took a sheet of paper and ripped it to shreds and got itself all stuffed with a great big paper jam. And I don't know if I can even actually now unjam it. I don't know why I bother with these things. I've never had a printer that has actually worked as it ought to do. I know it may seem like a sort of heat of the moment thing to say, oh, it never works for me. But I just never have any luck with printers. I'm holding now a piece of paper which has literally been ripped in half by this printer as it was printing a boarding pass. Yeah, I don't think they're going to accept that somehow. Right, there's half of it. Now how do we get the other half out? Without leaving anything in there. It's very well jammed in, I must say. I'm always slightly worried sticking my fingers in printers like this, that at some point it will start up and lop them off. I wouldn't put it past this printer. Just the kind of thing it would do. Come on, no, that's tearing. I don't want you to tear. Things you can't physically get far enough into these things now to straighten out the paper. I'm just pushing my fingers in as far as they'll go, which is extremely dangerous, I think, probably. But just trying to persuade this. You want it to come out without tearing, but listen to that, it's tearing. Yeah, it's leaving something behind in there, and I don't think I can get to it. What's that there? I'm feeling all the belts and things. So that comes over there, under there. How on earth, I've probably got the inky fingers now. How on earth are you meant to do this? It probably says take it to your local friendly HP expert who will charge you 4 times the price of the printer in order to remove the paper, and then of course it's too late by then anyway. It's about to torn it, so to speak. Hang on, that's coming through a bit. It is tearing, but with it sometimes, is that? We have a little piece of something. I don't know what that is. A piece of plastic. Tube or something. I hope that doesn't mean that it's gone and broken itself in the process of jamming. It's like a little piece of wood or something. Well, most of the paper anyway. Well, most of the rest of the paper. Let's see if I can persuade it to now jump into life. Right. Close this bit first. Put some paper back in. it wouldn't be so bad if it hadn't actually already used up half my paper supply in trying to get it working all afternoon, whilst I was meant to be packing anyway. Right, we have paper in there. Put that down there. No, that's not paper. Right, let's see. If I just press this button, let's see if it does anything. I don't even know how to get it to try and eject stuff. It does sound as though there's something still in there. I think it's doing its print alignment thing again. Right, let's see, if I hold down the power button, will it eject the paper? Oh, it's done it again. Why can't it just do it properly? It sounds like it's trying to kill itself. Oh. Shut up. You're going to kill yourself. I don't think this is going to be happening today, is it? I think I've just spent £45 on nothing. Love those moments. Everything's going wrong and then the computer pipes up. Ooh, the old printer needs your attention. Well, who would have guessed that my printer needed my attention? I'm just going to wash my hands in case they're already covered in ink. I have to say, this does happen. I mean, it could be that it's just that the only time I actually use my printer is when I'm going anywhere and I need to print off confirmations and things. It does happen religiously every time I go away. And you can bet as well. I'll come back and it'll work beautifully. Right. Let's have a look at this again. See where we've got to. Oh, now this is a good paper jam. It has wrapped itself. Wow, that's quite impressive actually. I think it's entering itself into a paper jam origami competition. Don't just come out straight, please. Right, that one is coming out straight. That's good. Okay, I have got that whole sheet out. That's nice. Another one down. Let's see. Why is this jamming? Is there anything that I can do to stop it from jamming? Is there any kind of paper guide? Let's see. There we go. That might be a paper guide. Let's see if that will help. That goes in there. And that goes in there. It is calm. He's not going to scream. His heart rate will return to normal one day.
printer. Resets. Interact alert dialog. This printer has been paused. Do you want to resume printing? This printer has been paused. Do you want to resume? If you cancel button. If you do not want to resume the printing of jobs, you may add this job to the printer for later printing. Cancel button. At the printer button. Resume default button. Press resume. Check button.
Not doing anything.
Look currently on a button inside of the scroll area.
What button am I?
Dash. Check button. Barcode image. Info button. Barcode image. Check button. Dash.
Yeah, I know all that. But don't tell me.
Garage van. Untitled. Garage van. Finder. iPhoto. iPhoto. Space with mail containing windows and a boarding pass for your German Wings flight RBK.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely. Shh. Shh. Thank you. Oh, I get this to switch on now. Oh, on you go. Please revive yourself, dearest printer. All is forgiven if you just work, please. Just don't jam. That's all I ask. I don't ask much, printer. All I ask is you to print. Is that really such a big ask? So just suck up that paper, dearest printer, and do what you do best, theoretically. Mysterious creatures, aren't they, printers? Oh, no! Every time it just jams. It's coming out. It's going round something, and it's just not being guided where it needs to be guided. I think we're going to be going with electronic only and just pray that everything works out. So actually, there's a definite point where this is happening. It's coming, there was a crease in exactly the same part of the paper and there's a tear on one side of it, so it's clearly catching something as it goes round, and then the paper isn't making the smooth turn that it should be, and instead it's being forced and then stopping. So what's it doing? Let's see. So it's coming over there, and it's coming over these bits, and that's the sort of print head area, I think. And then it should be going underneath this flap here, I think. So what's stopping it from doing that? Can't physically actually get... Ah, hang on, what's that there? There's something moving. That shouldn't be moving, I think. Right, you move over there. There's some kind of thing, and I don't know if it should be there or what it should be doing. It has... I wonder if that's the sort of thing that cleans the print heads. And maybe it's just getting stuck and stopping everything from... coming out. So if I push that back, yeah, go away. Pushing that into its housing. Or will its housing, can it go that way? No, it can't go that way anymore. Okay, so it needs to go in there. Like that. Okay. Yeah. Lovely printer proxy. I know you need attention. You need lots of attention. I need attention too. Okay. I'm going to have one last go. If it doesn't work this time, I'm going to be calm. I'm going to be very, very, very calm. I am not going to throw my computer and printer out the window because... that's just not a good thing to do, is it, really? Right. Then I can't seem to get to this printer proxy. I've got too much open, as you can see anyway. Right, okay, let's...
Message viewer.
Right.
Print.
Right.
Printer. Presets. Copies.
Let's go.
Hit check closing dialog.
Be brave.
You're currently on the button inside the scroll area.
You're going to do it. Come on. Come on, printer. Silence. Silence, silence, silence. Why is it silent? You wouldn't believe, would you? Something so simple could be so difficult. But I believe it. Because it's just so typical. It's not going to do it, is it? Why are you not now doing anything?
Pages, 2, paper size, 210, by interact alert dialog, this printer has been paused. Do you want to resume printing? This printer has been, if you could, cancel button at the printer button, resume default button. Press resume button. Printer proxy needs attention.
Oh, God, do it. Please don't jam, please don't jam, please don't jam. No! Take a picture of this pile-up, paper pile-up for the booth. I'm done. I'm finished. I can't do this anymore. I have just wasted £50 on ink. But that's life, isn't it? Hopefully I'll speak to you at happier moments. When things are going a bit better. Like when I've actually managed to pack.